double wide trailer sitting back in the holler on a country road. Then, baby, that's where we'll go. If you don't want to settle down, we can bounce around from town to town, and that's fine with me. If you want to just ride the breeze, well, I'll go. Seen California, pick a spot on any old map. I travel light and my bags are packed, just as long as I'm where you're at. I'm gonna have a real good view. I'll go anywhere, anywhere with you. Running right through the middle of a wide open desert to a ghost town. If you want to just hide out, well, we can send a postcard back from a mountaintop out in Idaho. Maybe get snowed in anytime, baby, you say when. Travel light and my bags are packed, just as long as I'm where you're at. I'm gonna have a real good view. I'll go anywhere, anywhere with you. Yeah, I'll go anywhere. West Virginia, baby, California, pick a spot on any old map. I travel light and my bags are packed, just as long as I'm where you're at. I'm gonna have a real good view. I'll go anywhere, well, girl, I swear, just say the word, I'll take you there. All anywhere, anywhere with you. Yeah, I'll go.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. There will be a response, that from the Pentagon and the White House, after the deadly drone strike on U.S. troops in Jordan. The U.S. says an Iranian-backed group acted in retaliation for the U.S. support of Israel after the October 7th terror attacks.
We're talking about, you know, 600-mile range, the range of that suicide drone that struck on Saturday. That's going to all be in play.
ABC News contributor, retired General Robert Abrams. The House Homeland Security Committee will vote this week on articles of impeachment against Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, accusing him of willfully and systematically refusing to comply with federal immigration laws. DHS calls the impeachment effort a political stunt. E. Jean Carroll says she plans to use the $83 million a jury ordered Donald Trump to pay her for defamation for something, in her words, the former president hates. This is ABC News. Teachers in Newton, Massachusetts are back on the picket lines. It's day 7 of a walkout over pay, parental leave, and staffing. It's illegal for teachers to strike in the state. The union is now facing hefty fines. In Philadelphia, a teen murder suspect is back in custody. Authorities apprehending 17-year-old Shane Pryor on Sunday night. U.S. Marshal Rob Clark thanking a Target employee who spotted Pryor buying pants on Friday.
There was a very conscious employee that was able to call that tip, that was crucial in this investigation. Getting him on video, having that employee identify him.
Pryor had been on the run for 5 days. He'd escaped en route to a hospital after hurting his hand. Two British royals are out of the hospital today. King Charles leaving the London clinic after having prostate surgery last week. And his daughter, the Princess of Wales, is now back home. Kate discharged from the same hospital following abdominal surgery. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure that you'll get your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
And Jackson Hewitt also guarantees the accuracy of your return for life.
Hewitt, yeah!
So don't just sit there. For your biggest refund guaranteed, walk into a Jackson Hewitt today and dance out Jackson Hewitt! Yeah.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Some spots of sunshine today as high temperatures soar to the upper 40s. We'll see clouds increasing tonight as a quick clipper system swings by. This brings some spotty sprinkles overnight, which could flip to some freezing drizzle and a few flurries early tomorrow morning. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 38 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Dale Forbus. Four people are under arrest after a high-speed chase through Dane County. WRN's Raymond Newpert has the story.
Dane County deputies say that chase started just before noon on Sunday when a stolen vehicle connected to other incidents was spotted in Edgerton. Police caught up with the vehicle near Madison where it was traveling at over 90 miles an hour and then crashed in a clinic parking lot, and four people fled from the vehicle. Deputies were able to use drones to track and spot the suspects, who are now all facing various charges. The suspects have not been identified. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Only six or eight people were attending services at the Trempealeau Valley Lutheran Church, so its doors are closing. Sunday was the final service at the church that is 167 years old. A spokesperson for the Taylor Museum of History says the church was built in the 1850s. The smaller numbers who showed up weren't enough to cover the expenses of running the building. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access to Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Sunstrom & Company are local tax experts Durand. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. And 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom. The Blues on the Chippewa may be moving from Memorial Park. At last week's council meeting, the council discussed a proposal from organizers that would move the event down to Riverside Park between the boat landing and the Veterans Memorial. The main stage would be at the boat landing, while the food trucks would be parked in front of the city shop and the craft vendors would be on the walkway. The council will still have to approve that proposal. Elected officials in western Wisconsin are still coming to terms with the departure of a major healthcare employer. State Senator Jeff Smith says of particular concern are mental health services offered at Sacred Heart in Eau Claire.
They've got a grant to expand mental health services, and now people are really concerned that that's not going to happen and what is going to happen with that. So it just hits all sorts of places that really are a concern.
HSHS Health Systems announced last week it would close its hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls and the Prevea clinics in the Chippewa Valley. More than 1,200 HSHS and Prevea employees will be impacted by the closure, most of which will be completed by mid-April. A Kadot man who was hurt in a snowmobile crash earlier this month has died. Mark Sibbers was hurt when he crashed his snowmobile along a public trail near Mauston. His friends over the weekend said Sibbers died from his injuries. Another man from Chippewa County also died in that accident. The Department of Natural Resources and the Juneau County Sheriff's Department continue to investigate. You can now pay your Wisconsin income taxes starting today. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue says tax filing season is beginning. Once again, the state is suggesting that people file online. The Department of Revenue says the WIS tax system is the fastest way to receive a refund. You can also track the status of your refund online. People in Wisconsin have until April 15th to get the taxes filed. Lawmakers at the Wisconsin Capitol are looking to ban ranked choice voting in the state. An assembly committee tomorrow will take up the plan to add a constitutional amendment that would prohibit ranked choice voting. Supporters say ranked choice voting would give other candidates and other parties a better shot. Critics say ranked choice voting is confusing and often leaves voters without a clear winner on election day. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls will close earlier than first expected. Originally, HSHS said the hospital would close in April, but a letter sent out last week said St. Joe's will now close March 22nd. HSHS and Prevea announced this month they are closing all of their hospitals and clinics in the Chippewa Valley. The closing means patients at St. Joseph's will need to find new doctors as of mid-March. A man wanted for opening fraudulent bank accounts in Menominee, then cashing fake checks, has been arrested in Jackson County. Authorities accused 31-year-old Michael Anderson of using a fake Georgia driver's license to open up the accounts earlier this month, then cashing checks at four branches of the Citizens State Bank in Hudson, Roberts, Woodville, and Elmwood, and at two branches of Derry State Bank in Menominee and Downsville. On Thursday, the man tried to cash a fake check at Black River Falls, but was arrested by officers. He's currently being held at the Dunn County Jail. Republican lawmakers plan to introduce a measure that would create a statewide referendum on the new Minnesota flag. Wabasha County State Senator Steve Drazkowski said he'll sponsor the measure when the legislature resumes on February 12th. Several local governments have passed resolutions condemning the new flag and seal designs that go into use May 11th. Some have criticized the cost of replacing current emblems on uniforms and official documents, while others feel the state is erasing history. Governor Walz responded to the criticism yesterday, telling WCCO-TV he plans to be building roads, bridges, and water treatment plants, while Republicans focus on the flag and seal. A proposed lemon law for agricultural equipment will have a public hearing tomorrow at Madison. Wisconsin State Senator Andre Jacques drafted the bill in response to farmers who've reportedly had to return machinery for warranty work.
Anytime that you are repeatedly having to bring something that's under warranty back in for service again and again and again and again, every time you do that, you're really taking a very valuable investment out of the field.
The DePere Republican says other states, including Illinois and Minnesota, already have a similar law. Wisconsin has had a vehicle lemon law since the 1980s. You're listening to WRDN News.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. With world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
The Eau Claire ice skating rinks are closed just 6 days after opening. Eau Claire's Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department said the outdoor skating rinks and warming shelters closed on Friday. Warm temperatures expected through February are to blame for cutting the skating season short. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Some spots of sunshine today as high temperatures soar to the upper 40s. We'll see clouds increasing tonight as a quick clipper system swings by. This brings some spotty sprinkles overnight, which could flip to some freezing drizzle and a few flurries early tomorrow morning. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, ate in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 38 degrees at our studios.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue pills or little yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 800-896-1696 and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Been thinking about Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 800-896-1696 for as little as only $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 800-896-1696 and ask about our express shipping option and we'll rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 800-896-1696 now. That's 800-896-1696.
San Francisco and Kansas City punching their tickets to Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas. I'm Bill Scott with sports. 49ers put together a dominant second half, coming from 17 down at halftime to beat the Detroit Lions 34-31 and clinch a spot in Super Bowl for the eighth time. The Chiefs advancing to the Super Bowl for the fourth time in five seasons, knocking out Baltimore 17-10 in the AFC title game in Baltimore. Doc Rivers takes over on the bench for the Bucks tonight when they open a five-game road trip in Denver against the Nuggets. The Bucks lead the NBA Central at 32-14. College basketball, Marquette beat Seton Hall on Saturday and return to action tomorrow night on the road at Villanova. The Big Ten leading Badgers off until Thursday when they take on the Cornhuskers in Nebraska. The third-ranked Badger men's hockey team split a two-game weekend series at Michigan over the weekend, winning in overtime on Saturday. They return home this weekend to host the Minnesota Gophers at the Kohl Center. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Priest looks for redemption at the Clash. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Stuart Haas Racing driver Ryan Preece should be one of the favorites for this Sunday's Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum in Los Angeles. He started 16th in the 150-lap feature a year ago, yet led a race-high 43 laps before mechanical issues put him in the pit area early. Preece expects to be one of the front runners again.
With the Clash being a quarter mile, you got to be really aggressive, manhandle the race car. You can't really wait for the car to make the turn. You have to make it turn. That's why I was able to go from 16th to the lead, and if not for a fuel pump, I think we really could have made it difficult on Martin, but certainly it just falls into my wheelhouse.
Preece grew up racing modifieds on a similar quarter-mile layout at the Riverhead Raceway in New York. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Landlords and tenants may wonder how to add specific conservation practices into leases. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The first step is for both parties to have an open discussion as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whether you're a landowner or you are renting land, addressing conservation measures can be a tricky subject. Draw up a farm lease that is tailored to the unique needs of each party and to the land itself. To be sustainable, it should address conservation ideas and concerns and ensure a profitable arrangement for both parties. Charles Brown is a farm management specialist with Iowa State University Extension. He says tenants and landlords should sit down together and lay out the specifics of their goals, such as incorporating cover crops.
Who's going to pay for the seeding of the cover crops? The landlord, the tenant, are they going to share in costs? What kind of seed is going to be used? How it's going to be established? Is the landlord agreeable to maybe reduce the rent if the tenant agrees to use cover crops? It has to be more than a one-year lease. A five-year lease, what I'd like to see, but I think the longer the better, because when you start using cover crops, for example, this is a long-term situation, and every year you're going to see some improvements in your soil health.
Prioritize your concerns, make a checklist, and mark what everyone agrees on. Brown strongly recommends a written lease. It saves a lot of arguments down the road.
I think in that lease, it should be a clause that is farmed according to the conservation plan on file at the FSA office. It tells the landlord and the tenant how the farm should be farmed, whether or not they need to be using no-till, minimum till, you know, crop rotation, and so on. If it's not farmed according to those plans, they can be kicked out of the farm program payments.
To help get you started, there are farm leases available from extension offices and online. Learn more about incorporating conservation into farmland leases at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Her best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Sunshine 45 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets on WRDN at the Mercantile Exchange. February milk up 13 to 16.19. March up 11 to 16.64. April up 13 to 16.99. May up 8 at 17.33. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, they were higher once again today. Barrels up 8 to 155. 40-pound blocks up 7 and a quarter to 161. 6 trade of barrel and 5 trade of block on the day. Cash butter up 4 and a quarter to 280 and a quarter. 2 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a half to 122 and a half. 1 trade. And dry whey up 3 quarters to 45. one trade on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly higher with triple-digit gains in many contracts. Hog futures are mixed, low in the nearby months on some profit-taking, but higher in deferreds. Livestock sector mostly higher due to that weakness in the grain markets. Also, the continued expectations of higher demand helping to support the market. February live cattle up 52 cents to 178.97. April up $1.05 to 182.72. June up $1.17 to 180.02. March feeder cattle up $1.80 to 241.50. April up $1.60 to 247.20. May up $1.32 to 252.50. February hogs down 35 cents to 74.57. April down 5 cents to 83.20, but May up 30 cents to 88.10. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower today. A risk-off type of trade today starting the week. Outside markets have energies weaker and the dollar slightly firmer. That's also helping to pressure the markets. The South American weather pattern remains in line with recent days, with relief expected for the areas with recent dryness. That pressuring the markets. Soybeans also moving mostly lower as well. A little change to South American weather short term and product value still under pressure as well. And that risk off type of trade in the soybean markets. Also the potential economic situation in China pressuring prices. Wheat markets also moving mostly lower. The risk off sentiment and the firmer dollar pressuring the market. March corn down 7.5 to 438.75. May down 6.75 to 449. July down 5.75 to 457.75. New crop down 3.75 to 472.5. March beans down 13 to 1196.25. May down 10 to 1206.25. July down 8.25 to 1215.75. New crop down 4.5 to 1180.5. Now March soybean meal has begun to move higher, up 390 to 352.90. But March soybean oil down $1.59 to 45.34. Chicago wheat, March and May both down 11. March at 589.25, May 599.75. Minneapolis wheat, March down 9.5 to 694. May down 7.75 to 698.25. Energy markets today, March crude oil down $1.06 to 76.95. April down $1.03 to 76.83. And February and March gas both down 5 cents. February at 224, March at 227. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has confirmed a Sheboygan County deer farm tested positive for chronic wasting disease. The results was confirmed by the National Veterinary Services Laboratory in Ames, Iowa. The positive result came from a five-year-old buck. The premises is now quarantined, where it will remain while the Department of Ag and the U.S. Department of Agriculture veterinarians and staff conduct the investigation. Now, the deer on the farm will be euthanized to prevent the spread of CWD. The Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association is now accepting scholarship applications through February 23rd from high school seniors enrolled or planning to enroll at any university, technical college, or community college. Interested applicants must be a resident of Wisconsin with a background in the beef, veal, or dairy industry. Preferences may be given to those majoring in an agricultural-related field or attending a Wisconsin school. Now, to apply, students must submit completed applications, essays, two letters of recommendation, and a high school office enrollment verification form mailed to the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association's office or to be emailed to info@wisconsincattlemen.com. And again, application deadline is February 23rd. The Agriculture Council of America has announced that March 19th will be National Agriculture Day with the theme Agriculture, Growing a Climate for Tomorrow. Activities planned for the March 19th feature a virtual Ag Day program and in-person events in Washington. ACA will invite students to interact virtually with legislators and agency representatives delivering the Ag Day message. A core leadership team of college students will also participate in the D.C. events, along with representatives of national farm and commodity organizations and representatives of the food, fuel, and fiber communities. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, during his 2024 State of the State address on January 23rd, announced the approval of an additional conservation easement covering 54,898 acres of the Pelican River Forest to complete one of the largest conservation projects in Wisconsin history. Altogether, more than 67,000 acres of the Pelican River Forest will now be protected, ensuring the forest will remain open to the public in perpetuity for outdoor recreation activities such as fishing, hunting, skiing, trapping, and hiking. The 24 states that produced the most milk totaled 18.1 billion pounds in December, down 0.1% from December of 2022. November's revised production at 17.3 billion pounds was 0.6% below November of 2022. The November revision represented a decrease of 14 million pounds or less than 0.1% from November's preliminary production estimate. USDA says production per cow in the 24 major dairy states averaged 2,030 pounds for December, and the number of milk cows on farms in the 24 states, 8.9 million head, 17,000 head below December of 2022, but unchanged from November of 2023. The Surface Transportation Board announced it's adopted a final rule to amend its emergency services regulations to provide immediate relief for shippers in certain situations. The rule says the board may act on its own to direct emergency rail service and establish an accelerated process for acute service emergencies. The board has heard from a broad range of stakeholders about inconsistent and unreliable rail service and issued two orders mandating service in urgent situations. Stakeholder concerns have included railroad crew shortages and inability to move trains, tight car supplies and unfilled orders, delays in transportation for carload and bulk traffic, and ineffective customer assistance. This approach to managing service emergencies is a long-needed reform that will help level the playing field for shippers where rail service failures have caused an acute threat to their business or when emergency relief is necessary to protect the public, said Board Chair Martin Oberman. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
A lot goes into powering this community. That's why your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wants you to know we've got you. It's a pledge to make sure you're always taken care of. A pledge we honor every day. From our member service representatives to our linemen and those making sure the power you use is there when you need it. We've got you. Always.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. After a Clipper system exits the area, high pressure will begin to move into the region this week. And that means the clouds will finally exit today, and mild air and plenty of sun will become the rule. Now, a slightly cooler but still mild and dry pattern will follow into the weekend, but we could see some record highs here midweek. Forecast for today becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. We'll have a slight chance of some rain with highs in the mid-40s. South winds at around 10, shifting to the west. Tonight, a 20% chance of rain in the evening. Lows in the low 30s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Highs upper 30s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15. For Wednesday, sunshine. Highs upper 40s to even low 50s. Southwest winds at 5 to 15. For Thursday, partly sunny. Highs in the low 40s. Friday, partly sunny. Highs near 40. For Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs both days in the low 40s.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep, deep in
water somewhere, got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote a note, said be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Champagne shore washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life living by the salty sea. One day you could be as lost as me. Change your geography. Maybe you might be deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack and lunch. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Am I dreaming or stupid? I think I've been hit by you, baby. No one needs to know right now. I made a talk.
We'll have a little girl, a little boy.
on that man setting the mood. Well, I just lie there staring, silently preparing to love on you. Well, I can feel the heat from across the room. Ain't it wild what a little flame can make you wanna do?
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
It's that feeling that someone is standing behind me, and I turn around and there's no one there. That someone just whispered, yeah, I still hear your voice, but you're not really here. Your memory is like a ghost, and my heart is its host. I can still feel you just as close as skin every now and then. I'll find myself in a crowded room on my empty bed. There's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you. 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 I said you'd love me forever. Then you said it's over and left me without the missing link. I thought I'd forget you, but I guess I forgot to. And lately I've been too confused to think. When I reach for someone new, it's like I. The place you've touched with your love, no one gets close to. I can still feel you, I can still feel you, I can still feel you, I can still. A place you've touched with your love, no one gets close to. I can still feel you, I can still feel you, I can still feel you, I can still feel you. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since you kissed, felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something battering makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Between a rock and a hard place. For the record, throwing in the towel takes some effort. So I'd rather ride it out for better weather. Together, between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears. And a hard place. Tears rolling down your face as a wall.